What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, September 8th. Sure happy it's Thursday. And it's another very, very busy news day. So, you know, we're going to get on into it here in a little bit. Mike is in our control room taking care of business. And by the way, it is Star Trek Day. I'm not sure why, but it's all over Paramount and social media. Everybody's getting out their Trekkie stuff. I thought about getting the Tribble out here, but it's not really worth it. The other big news, of course, I'm sure you must have heard by now because it's everywhere, is that Queen Elizabeth II has passed away. She was 96 years old. She sat on the throne of England for 70 years. Well, she didn't sit there all the time, but you know what I'm talking about here. And already, I mean, the corporate media, they kind of knew something. It was getting close here. I think the tip-off was when Elizabeth II did not come down to London to accept Boris Johnson's resignation and to authorize Liz Truss to form a new government. They had to go up to Balmoral, and that's a 1,000-mile trip, so that wasn't trivial. And so earlier today, they were out there. Everybody was going up to Balmoral, and word came down just a little while ago of her passing. And again, it's flooding all over social media. Everybody's got retrospectives. Even National Geographic put out a special edition email with all the pictures they've taken of the Queen over the years here. And with her passing, Prince Charles now becomes King Charles III. And I have to be very honest here. Obviously, I don't like people dying. But the royal family, their primary contribution to Great Britain over the last couple of decades, at least, is to keep them in the eyes of the consumers of the celebrity tabloid magazines, because the running of the country, the day-to-day running, is in Parliament and the Prime Minister. And the royal family is sort of a relic, if you will, of another age entirely. And there have been quite a few people saying that maybe, you know, they should be reduced from royal family to simply the family that owns most of Great Britain, which is pretty impressive all by itself. So we're going to be seeing a lot of that filling up the news here, and you know, all kinds of retrospectives about the war years and, you know, the Falkland Islands War and joining the EU and then getting out of the EU. And so we're going to get treated to that probably throughout the entire weekend here. All right, getting on back to Joe Biden's speech in Philadelphia, which happened a week ago, and we are still hearing the repercussions. This thing is not going to go away, even with Star Trek Day and the passing of the Queen. There was an interesting article out of the Truth Seeker, and it was headlined very simply, "That Speech." And a little bit of profanity in there, but talking about Biden's rant, you know, in a set straight from Dante's Inferno with, you know, and by the way, this author calls him Joe Bribum, which I like. I'm probably going to steal that here. And he was issuing threats, and, you know, the set was all in red light and darkness and the Marines and everything. And it was very reminiscent of the Nazi Nuremberg rallies, and really angered a lot of people. Now, one segment of the population who is really angry with Biden's speech, and they should be, they have every right to be, are the military veterans. And there was an article that came out of the Political Insider saying 37 years and 7 tours in the military, and all we get is our president calling us extremist fascists. And the article was actually written by the wife of one of our veterans here. And, you know, talking about they live a simple life, they rent a house, they pay their taxes, they raise their kids, which is, you know, probably, you know, pretty much what most of us want out of life. We just want a home and a family and otherwise to be left alone. And, you know, but people are upset, and they should be, okay? Military veterans should be offended by what Joe Biden said. along with Republicans in general, and especially the Trump Republicans. And yet another demographic is standing up. This is coming out of LifeSite News, saying that Biden has declared war on conservative Christians. And so there's another demographic that he managed to annoy just ahead of the midterm elections. Now, one of the concerns that was raised is that Biden's statement about, standing up to the Trump Republicans and, you know, Hillary's comment about we must fight this evil and everything might spur Democrats on to acts of violence and harassment. And it appears it's already happened, because out in Nevada, an official from the Democratic Party has been arrested for murdering an investigative reporter. And so, it looks like the wet work is beginning, and we should all be concerned. And if you are a conservative, Republican, white, male, heterosexual, like myself, be on your guard, okay, because it's getting very tense out there. Getting on back to the Mar-a-Lago raid, there's a story came out of the Political Insider saying that basically what Trump had at Mar-a-Lago and apparently moved somewhere else because the FBI didn't find it, he had the Russiagate documents and he wanted to preserve them out of concern that with Biden in the White House, these documents would magically disappear. You know, poof, they're gone, you know, like John F. Kennedy's brain disappeared from the National Archives. And, Trump told his advisors he needed to preserve documents he believed would exonerate him from claims of Russian collusion. Of course, we now all know that was a complete hoax, was dirty politics, and most of the government, including the FBI, were involved with that. And so he basically had the evidence, and that appears to have been the primary target of the FBI at Mar-a-Lago. Now, John Ratcliffe, who's a former U.S. congressman from Texas, and then he was director of national intelligence, was on Fox News basically confirming the FBI did not find what they were looking for during the Trump raid. So all that political damage and didn't get anything for it. You know, way to go, Joe Biden. And, of course, with this whole FBI thing, I've been talking about COINTELPRO and, how the FBI blew invasion of Pearl Harbor. They were told ahead of time Japan is coming to attack Pearl Harbor by a British double agent codenamed Tricycle. And the FBI said, it looks like a trap. Threw it in the trash. Pearl Harbor happened. Of course, Franklin Roosevelt wanted Pearl Harbor to happen because he needed that to goad Americans into joining the war here. So there's another article along the same line, also from the Political Insider. Mar-a-Lago raid begs for a trip down memory lane of the FBI's biggest scandals and controversy. And they're just barely scratching the surface here. And I love the way the article starts out. When I was a kid, there was a time when I wanted to be an FBI agent. And, we had Agent Clarice Starling in Silence of the Lambs and Fox Mulder in The X-Files, and it seemed like that would be really cool. Well, I'm sorry, that was a movie and a TV show, and the real FBI is a little bit different. And, of course, we've talked about COINTELPRO, and COINTELPRO back in the 60s was targeting political opposition. The FBI was not fighting crime. The FBI was committing crimes. And one of the things they did was to bug Martin Luther King because he was up there, saying that, we shouldn't be sending off all these black people to die in Vietnam. It's a very racist situation. And the FBI discovered that, Dr. King, was a little flawed, and he did play around on his wife, which, I certainly do not condone here. But the FBI sent a letter to him disguised as being from a loyal follower, saying that Dr. King should commit suicide to save the movement, the embarrassment. I mean, that's pretty despicable. It's outright dirty. Then there was the famous March 1968 memo. Through counterintelligence, it should be possible to pinpoint potential troublemakers and neutralize them. Okay, I need to get a new T-shirt that says troublemaker. Anyway, and then there was the cover-up of the John F. Kennedy assassination. Now, just last year, two men were finally exonerated and released from prison for the assassination of Malcolm X. And the court determined that there were so many inconsistencies, misconduct, and lack of cooperation from the FBI that the men should not have been convicted in the first place. Unfortunately, they have been in prison for a very, very long time. It turned out that the witnesses against these two men were all government informants. It was a kangaroo trial. What can I tell you? Let's see. Then with under Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the FBI went through the mail of Republican North Dakota Senator Gerald Nye in a failed attempt to find something criminal. Sounds like what they were trying to do down in Mar-a-Lago. In 1948, the FBI dipped its toe into presidential politics, leaking information about President Truman in an attempt to bolster the campaign of Republican candidate Thomas Dewey. And that may be the reason that the newspapers came on out saying Dewey wins. You know, the FBI called up, said Dewey's going to win. They went to press with that headline, and there's that famous picture of President Truman holding up, you know, the newspaper headline, Dewey wins, and basically laughing at the corporate media, as they roundly deserved to have happened to them here. And then, of course, moving into the modern era, we have whistleblowers who blown the whistle on Timothy Tybalt, and he's under fire for suppressing information about the Hunter Biden laptop. And according to Senator Ron Johnson, whistleblowers claim that FBI officials were told not to investigate the laptop before the presidential election, saying the Bureau was not going to change the outcome of an election again. Okay, there's a little bit of a confession in there. And then, of course, we had the raid on Mar-a-Lago and the subsequent fallout from that. Now, we've been making fun of the press secretary at the White House, Karine Jean-Pierre, And we're not the only person to notice this. There was an article out in the New York Post saying that Karine Jean-Pierre is a terrible White House press secretary. I mean, just in this last week alone, she referred to the oil pipeline from Russia as Nordstrom, which is the name of a department store, instead of Nord Stream, which is the name of the pipeline project. Then she came on out and claimed that Biden had created 10,000 million jobs, which is actually more people than you have on planet Earth. And, you know, I like to joke that Karine Jean-Pierre is not the White House press secretary because she's got command of the information, but because she's a black lesbian. You know, they ticked off the little affirmative action checkboxes and she got the job, and she's not very good at it here. Now, getting on back to Hillary Clinton, she is trying to downplay the fact that the raid on Mar-a-Lago, which publicly was portrayed as a search for classified information that Trump should not have, is out there saying that she had no classified information on her private email server. Now, of course, a Department of Justice investigation found that, yes, in fact, she did. And in fact, according to this article out of CBS, CBS is actually reporting this, Hillary Clinton had emails on her server that were classified above top secret. Most people don't realize that, you know, the above top secret, there are special clearances, special compartmented, and so forth and so on here. And so, yeah, she had that classified emails. The FBI never kicked down the door of her house. They'd be scared to. Might wind up in Fort Mercy Park, which, by the way, is another crime of the FBI covering up the murder of White House Deputy Counsel Vincent Foster. All right. Now, over at CNN, which is going through an apotheosis under the leadership of their new CEO, basically came on out saying that Hunter Biden and his laptop and his corruption is not a partisan issue. Sarah Sinder, who's a correspondent at CNN, says there are legitimate questions about Hunter Biden's international business dealings and the fact that there is an FBI investigation into him, or we should say an FBI attempted cover-up, is something reporters should be asking about. Now, of course, over on Twitter, liberals just responded with rage. How can you do this? This is Donald Trump's fault, and you shouldn't do that. You know, liberals, if they don't get what they want when they want, they get nasty, you know. Getting on back to Ashley Biden's diary, more information is surfacing about that, along with the diary itself. It turns out that an employee at Project Veritas leaked the diary to the National File, which published it in October 2020, just ahead of the presidential election. Now, Project Veritas were not convinced the diary was genuine, and they did not go with it. That's what led this employee to leak to the National File, who went with it. But the FBI still raided O'Keefe's home last year, looking for additional embarrassing information. Now, as far as Project Veritas' determination that the diary might not be authentic, it turns out it is. The Department of Justice has confirmed the authenticity of the Ashley Biden diary, okay, starting with where she left it, the person who took it, the person who gave it to Project Veritas, from Project Veritas to National File. We now have a chain of custody of this particular piece of information. And what is in the diary is absolutely horrific, because Ashley Biden claims she was molested by Joe Biden. And one of the claims made in the diary was taking inappropriate showers with her father. Now, when you're a little tiny baby, yeah, mom and dad wash you, they put you in the sink and everything. But, you know, when you're starting to bloom, you know, that kind of stuff has to stop here. The diary includes various other personal topics, including Ashley's addiction to alcohol and sex. Then several pages later, she asked herself why she might have been addicted to these things. And she's saying, you know, was it because I was molested? And, yeah, that can be pretty traumatic and trigger all kinds of behavior. I'll let you in on a little secret. We're all secretly addicted to sex. We just don't have the money and political power to satisfy that urge. So, anyway. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, fresh from her photo shoot for the cover of GQ, where she's trying to portray herself as just an ordinary, everyday American person, like ordinary, everyday Americans get the cover of GQ. She's already talking a presidential run, or it's being talked about around her, you know, the former bartender. You know, if she gets the White House, you know, the country is going to go to heck, but she can serve a mean martini. So anyway, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez claims she will probably not be elected president because Americans hate women. She's playing the gender card, the sexism card. And, you know, she's out there saying that misogyny transcends political ideology. I love women, especially the one I'm married to. And I would not hold that against her. It's like back in 2016. When I was supporting Donald Trump and putting out the information on Hillary Clinton about the espionage, the Uranium One deal, and the rest of it, and I was getting all this hate email saying, you just don't want to have a woman as president. And I said, I don't have a problem with a woman as president. I have a problem with this person being president. Okay? This is not about sex or gender or orientation. It is about the character of the person and what they're going to do. And every American really ought to be looking at every election the same way. Forget party loyalty. Forget slogans. Take a good look at the person and their background. Okay, we got to take a break from commercials, and we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Working two jobs, ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
walk on by. Here, and I'm talking about politics, and down in Florida, there is a member of the Florida Democratic Party, Dr. Karen Green, and she is running in Florida's 7th Congressional District, has a very colorful history here, and has gone on the attack against Governor Ron DeSantis, saying DeSantis wants Floridians in bondage. And then Karen turns around and defends the presence of these child porn books in schools. You know, like genderqueer, and they've got illustrations in them that are very graphic, and I'm not going to get into that. I mean, when I was a kid, you had to go to the dirty bookstore to get pictures like this. Now they're in the school library. I think that's a step downward, actually, in my opinion here. All right, a little bit of news coming out of Wisconsin. A judge has ruled that election clerks are not allowed to fill out absentee ballot envelopes. And that was an area where there was a lot of skullduggery going on in 2020, where the election clerks were saying, well, we know what they meant, and we'll just, you know, fill it out. And it didn't happen here. You know, basically, they're not allowed to fill in information missing. If the voter does not fully fill out the absentee ballot envelope, the vote is not counted. Yet another video montage has surfaced on social media, and I link to it from whatreallyhappened.com. It's headlined, "I was told this was a conspiracy theory, and it is another collection of videos of ballot box stuffing at those drop boxes." You know, van pulls up, you know, somebody gets out with a double armload of ballots and just shoves them in as fast as they can, takes their selfie and heads on out there. And I have to tell you, we understand political leaders, corporate leaders can be very evil people, but I'm somewhat shocked at how easily ordinary Americans can become corrupted by the system. You know, because these people stuffing the ballots in the ballot boxes, they have to know they're doing something that's wrong. You know, I understand that any hierarchical system, morality and ethics spreads downward from those at the top. The entire system inherits the morality of those at the very top. And if you have immoral, unethical criminal leadership, you will have a criminal populace, which we're seeing in so many of the big cities here right now. Over in Milwaukee, the Transit Committee has approved a resolution to give free bus rides to vote on Election Day. So you can actually go to the polling places and vote legitimately, and good for them on that one. Okay, let's talk about COVID-19. We've been hearing that the new COVID-19 booster has been given an emergency use authorization. The shocking part is there have been no human tests. They tested it on mice, and the mice didn't complain. And so they got the authorization, and they're going to start pumping that into people's arms. What could possibly go wrong? And Pfizer basically used just 8 mice. Okay, they used fewer mice than we have running around in our garage. This is, to me, very shoddy science. It definitely is. Over in Italy, there is a peer-reviewed study that found metal-like objects in 94% of individuals who had reported side effects from the mRNA vaccines. Now, this may be a quality control issue where some kind of foreign matter got into those vials. We know they've had quality control problems. That was mentioned in the British Medical Journal article about how those mRNA strands are breaking apart. And it was just, get it out there. You know, we're going to make money. Forget about safety. Okay. You know, they're just working class. We don't need them anymore here. Naomi Wolf has come out with a video that we linked on whatreallyhappened.com with the report that COVID vaccines are affecting sexual development in boys. In other words, boys who get that vaccine, they're not going to mature properly. Now, we know that there have been claims of problems with female fertility following these vaccines, and now apparently it's hitting the males as well, supporting those who think that this whole COVID nonsense was really about population control. And let's see, some emails have surfaced showing that the CDC gave Facebook wrong information about the COVID-19 vaccines. And the CDC made these false and misleading claims, and Facebook took them as gospel and said, we're going to cancel people on the basis of that information. Okay, we're going to take another commercial break here, and when we come on back, more about COVID. Get started.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And welcome back to our show. We're talking about COVID. We're talking about the damage from the vaccines. And this is a little bit alarming. Up in Burlington, Ontario, at the Halton Catholic School, they sent a letter home to parents on the first day of school about sudden arrhythmia death syndrome. And saying, yeah, this can just happen, you know, from emotional excitement or distress or being startled. And what they're trying to do is normalize the possibility of kids who've gotten the vaccine just falling down dead. You know, oh, it's not the vaccines. It's we'll make up a name for it or something like that. Meanwhile, another story, this one out of the Federalist, there's been another study showing that the lockdowns did not reduce the spread of COVID. And it was such a complete failure, even the CDC had to acknowledge it. And it's like I was saying when this nonsense first started up, it's like trying to stop a mosquito with a chain link fence. And I'll give you a good example of why this was a ridiculous idea. If you took 700, that's 700, of the COVID virus and strung them in a single line, it would equal the width of one of the hairs on your head. That is how tiny they are. And you think those little masks are going to stop them? No, they don't. They don't. So anyway, now we know the masks didn't work. The lockdowns didn't work. These were all things done so the government could look like they were doing something about a problem they couldn't do anything about. Now, apparently, a growing number of embalmers are coming forward with reports of strange blood clots in the bodies of vaccinated dead people. There's been a trickle. We've reported on them. And apparently it's triggered a phenomenon, if you will, where mortuary science professionals, are reporting the emergence of these bizarre fibrous clots in a substantial number of their cases. Okay. And it all started last February with funeral director Richard Hirschman in Alabama raised the alarm, saying that this is not normal. We don't see this in dead people normally. And now more and more mortuary people are coming forward, embalmers are coming forward and saying, gee, it's all over the place, really. And this gets back to that British Medical Journal article that says the mRNA in those vaccines can break apart. And it's going to form new fragments of mRNA, and there's really no way to guess what effect they're going to have. Okay, and that's just what it is here. This story really bothers me. We've heard it before, but I feel like mentioning it again. This is out of Mercola's site here, and it's talking about how scientists have recreated the world's deadliest flu virus. The 1918 Spanish flu, which had nothing to do with Spain. It first emerged at a U.S. military base, Camp Funston. And, you have to ask, why are they playing with this? Okay, because everybody today is descended from people who survived the Spanish flu. And the normal evolution of a flu is that it starts out lethal and over time becomes less lethal and more contagious. Measles, when it first appeared, was a slate wiper. Today, it's a childhood annoyance. And the same would be true of a natural Spanish flu virus. But these scientists are out there tinkering with it and, we've got a whole new flu here again, but we've got medicine to sell you. Make you all better here. Okay, let's get into the international news now. This story really worries me. The Pentagon has just admitted that U.S. military personnel are directly training and overseeing Ukrainian missions to sink Russian warships in the Black Sea. Okay, this implies that we have U.S. military personnel on those Ukrainian ships. And, this edges us closer to a war directly between the U.S. and Russia. And It's just scary that they're doing this, that they're playing this close to the fire, as it were. All right. Meanwhile, Congress wants a crack at Biden's new $13.7 billion Ukraine aid package. Biden basically came on out and said, I'm going to send Ukraine all of your money here. And some of the people in Congress finally stood up and said, under the Constitution, revenue measures must originate in the House of Representatives. Okay, you cannot just hand out the money. Okay, it has to come from Congress. And so Congress is showing a little bit of spine on this issue, which is a good thing here. Meanwhile, fighting continues in the areas around that Russian-held nuclear plant in Ukraine. The last reactor has been disconnected from the power grid, so they're powering it all down here. And they'll hopefully get it into a safe condition. But again, if those storage facilities for the spent reactor rods and the new waiting-to-be-installed reactor rods get shelled, there will be spontaneous fission and a huge radiation release. Meanwhile, in the Balaklaya area, Russia attacked the Ukrainian forces with 40 caliber missiles. And they're saying after the strike, they can't even count how many people were killed on the Ukrainian side. So it's not going very well over there. And my concern, my worry continues to be that Biden is going to start a war with Iran. to distract from Ukraine, which Biden got into to distract from Afghanistan. It's a dumb reason to start a war, but, you know, he's desperate. Meanwhile, Vladimir Putin has come on out declaring that the Ukraine grain export deal is a scam. Now, the deal was put together with this idea that grain from Ukraine was going to be sent to third world countries who are right on the edge of famine, mostly like South Africa and so forth. And apparently the vast majority of those ships are going to Europe. Okay. So, yeah, somebody was misrepresenting the purpose of the deal. There's been a big stink over the fact that the U.S. is refusing to grant visas to Russian diplomats to attend functions at the United Nations. Russia has therefore done the next logical thing and says it's time to relocate the U.N. headquarters to another country. And I'm okay with that. We could house a lot of homeless people in that big building. It is a big building if you've never seen it here. I also understand that there are now calls for Joe Biden to refuse a visa to the leadership of Iran so that they can't come and speak at the United Nations, which sort of undermines that whole united concept. Meanwhile, the U.S. is deploying 8,000 troops along with tanks and vehicles both to Europe and Asia. Everybody is getting ready for the big party, and you get to pay for it all here. Liz Truss is the new Prime Minister of Great Britain. She's already forming a new government. Basically, anybody who didn't suck up to her is being shown the door. I saw a photo of her new Minister for Health. You know, hugely overweight, glass of wine, I think, and smoking a cigar. You know, the perfect role model, the poster image of health in the United Kingdom here. And so Liz Truss is out there promising she will contain China and Russia. And I think she's making those comments to kind of downplay and distract from the massive internal problems that the United Kingdom is suffering right now. And Liz Truss needs to understand that although Great Britain used to be a global empire, it isn't anymore. And Great Britain by itself is not going to be able to take on Russia or China, let alone both. Now, getting back to my concern that Biden might start a war with Iran to distract from Ukraine, apparently Joe Biden has told Yair Lapid that an Iran nuclear deal is now off the table for the foreseeable future. It's not going to happen, which is what Israel wanted. Israel doesn't want a deal with Iran. They don't want peace. What they want is an open door to goad the United States to attack Iran and remove them as Israel's regional rival. And I think Biden might just go ahead and do that because, like I said, he needs a distraction from Ukraine because it's not going very well. Meanwhile, over in Israel, their defense forces are getting ready to use armed drones in operations in the West Bank. And they're calling them counterterrorism raids, but it basically means they're going to fly these drones into the West Bank and blow up a bunch of stuff. Meanwhile, tensions between Greece and Turkey continue to escalate, and it's going to be a little bit complex because both Greece and Turkey are members of NATO. But Greece is warning of a Ukraine-style war with Turkey in the East Mediterranean. And on Tuesday, Erdogan reiterated a veiled threat, stating Turkey could come all of a sudden one night in response to what he claimed were hostilities emanating from Greece. So, is it a world war yet? All right. Vladimir Putin has confirmed that he will be meeting face-to-face with China's Xi Jinping. They're going to be meeting next week in Uzbekistan. And my guess is they're going to be bringing their countries closer together to deal with Western aggression and other economic issues. Meanwhile, as Taiwan tensions build, concerned Okinawans are pushing for U.S. military bases to be closed. And this has actually been a problem that's been simmering for a very, very long time. The U.S. has maintained military bases in Okinawa, and the Okinawans don't like being occupied. They didn't like it when Japan occupied them. And if you know the history of martial arts, you'll know that a lot of the weaponry, like the sai and the bow and so forth, the kama, came out of Okinawa because they were forbidden by Japan to own actual weapons. So they learned how to fight using farm tools. So these military bases have been there, and it's been a constant source of problems with American service people being very rude to the ladies on the island. And there have been major protests by the Okinawan people saying, you need to get out. Yankee, go home here. All right, let's talk about the economy. It is not doing good. 56% of Americans are saying that inflation is now causing them hardship. This is according to a Gallup poll. And this includes 12% who describe the hardship as severe. And this survey was taken in August. And we're all hurting out here. Home prices across the U.S. make the biggest drop in 11 years by as much as 4%, leaving hundreds of thousands of owners at risk of going underwater. And the problem is worse on the West Coast. Now, what they mean by underwater is that the value of the house is less than the amount of money you still owe on that mortgage. That's what underwater means. And, you know, back in 2008, when that whole mortgage-backed security fraud fell apart, a lot of homeowners were simply going to the bank and turning in their keys and saying, you know, take the house. You know, I'm not going to make the mortgage payments anymore, you know, because my house was an investment. It's one way to look at it. I like to think of a house as being a home. But, yeah, this makes it sound like there's going to be yet another real estate crash, a housing crash, and the damage done to that. Now, Karine Jean-Pierre, the Black Lesbian White House press secretary, had a no comment when she was asked if Biden agrees that California is in the lead on energy. And the reason that she didn't want to comment is because California is starting to suffer massive blackouts. Okay, they've got blackouts out there. They've got water shortages out there. We're seeing blackouts and water shortages in many major cities in this country, basically suggesting that Democrats can't even deliver water and electricity. They certainly can't secure the southern border, can they? And something to keep in mind as you go to the midterms. Now, interestingly enough, 2 days ago, the EU leader was out there proclaiming that Europe will prevail in their energy war with Putin. And today, just 2 days later, that same European Union leader is calling for mandatory reductions of energy during peak hours. So Ursula von der Leyen, is sounding stupid. I'm sorry, that's the word for it, stupid. You know, yes, we can defeat Putin. Turn down your air conditioning. Meanwhile, Europe is trying to buy up all the Russian oil that it can before a region-wide ban goes into effect in another 2 months. And so there's this EU-wide embargo. It's actually 3 months from now it'll kick in, and Europe is trying to stockpile ahead of the winter. But, you know, at the moment, buying Russian oil is difficult because those pipelines have been shut down. And Putin is saying they're not going to get reopened until the sanctions are lifted. So Europe may have waited too long here. Back in Great Britain, to deal with their energy crisis, Prime Minister Truss is lifting the ban on fracking. And, of course, the climate crazies are out there screaming and saying, oh, you're murdering the planet. You can't do that. Well, you know, there are a lot of problems with fracking. First and foremost is it's not generating the volume of oil and gas that was predicted when they were selling the technology, but it does produce some. And so Great Britain is going to go back and allow fracking to try and extract shale oil. And hopefully that's going to mitigate some of the energy shortages. Meanwhile, the White House has called on India and China to implement the G7's price restrictions on Russian oil exports, the price cap. Good luck with that, because China and India have already indicated they have no intentions of getting caught up in this little U.S. contest, you know, with Russia here. Putin, as I mentioned just before, Putin warns he will freeze the energy supplies to the West if price caps are imposed. So it's getting dicey. All right, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Politicians and preachers want sometimes times told truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stayed upon a computer alone.
And McDonald's
had a farm, and he opened a burger joint.
Monday. There has been a brawl with machetes. About 100 people took part in it. It was part of this Afro-Caribbean festival with all of these new migrants there. And for some reason, they were all having machetes, and they were hacking at each other. And one boy was killed, and there's a teenager in critical condition. And this is all happening in Sadiq Khan's London. And, you know, thank goodness for Britain's strict gun laws, because those gun laws are designed to prevent mass violence like this. Okay. Anyway, article coming out of Taki Mag saying that Democrats are, they want a killer on every block and two rapists in every backyard. And they're basically talking about the crime wave that has gripped this nation in the wake of all the defund the police movements and the soft on crime prosecutors. You know, there was this story about this pickpocket has been working Times Square in New York for 30 years, and they keep letting him out without any bail. So, of course, he's going to go back and pickpocket. Nothing's happening to him. And, you know, they you can see it in the media bias. I mean, there was a little bit of notice about the kidnapping and murder of Eliza Fletcher, who was a white girl killed by a black individual. But there was a lot of media coverage about these two black girls who were snubbed by a performer in a Muppet costume a while back. Remember the big stink about that? Oh, the Muppet, you know, was being racist against these girls. Oh, that's terrible. Well, what about this white girl who got killed? Eh, no biggie. And things are not looking good. One article in King World News is all heck is breaking loose, but the worst is yet to come. And they're saying it was good while it lasted, but the golden age of near zero inflation and interest rates is over. We're paying the price for living in a fool's paradise since money is no longer free. Actually, it hasn't been free since 1912. And you know, there's a new economic reality coming on in. We keep hearing about these central bank digital currencies. There is a CEO in Europe, Tuomas Malinen. He's the CEO of GNS Economics in Finland. And he basically came on out today saying that Europe is heading into a total collapse of business, and it's going to happen within just a few weeks. So there was another financial expert saying, you know, if you want to buy the dip, I mean, actually today the stock market's up, but if you want to buy the dip, he says, hold off, wait till Friday. Apparently he's expecting something unpleasant to happen tomorrow. Meanwhile, after refusing loan forgiveness for those Paycheck Protection Plan loans, the Bank of America is now hitting the borrowers with these mysterious finance charges that are very high, and there's no explanation for what they are. Okay, we got to take a break for station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we will be right back.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.